Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today, coming to you from Lucca and Pisa. Pretty awesome sites. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin. Nothing groundbreaking or earth-shattering, stuff that a lot of us already know. But there's so many people out there that have heard of Bitcoin, but have no idea what it is, other than they think it's a scam. And us in the know, people here in crypto, we know it's not. But anyways, let's have a little discussion, talk about it a bit. We know that Bitcoin went live in January of 2009 and was created to be the world's first truly decentralized peer-to-peer electronic cash system. This cash was to be super cheap to use, super safe, reliable, and again, peer-to-peer. Now, the Bitcoin network is made up of thousands of individuals, all running the same software, so no one person or company can control the network. This network of individuals, of people, they can be total strangers, all just working for the common good of providing security to the Bitcoin network, and the good actors are rewarded and paid in Bitcoin. Now, the Bitcoin network is transparent, meaning anybody anywhere in the world can look and see what the transactions are. In addition, it's immutable, meaning that nobody can actually change the transactions either. In addition, there's only 21 million Bitcoin that won't ever exist. Unlike fiat, unlike government-controlled currencies that they can just print into extinction and hurt the people, Bitcoin is scarce, and there'll only be 21 million that will ever exist. And like I said, Bitcoin is peer-to-peer digital cash. That's its purpose. What that means is you can take it pretty much anywhere in the world, download like the Monarch wallet, and you and only you would be in charge of your funds. You could spend it any way that you want, anywhere in the world that you want, without the fear of a third party freezing your funds or taking your funds from you. Puts you in total control of your cash. So who created Bitcoin? Well, we've all heard the name Satoshi Nakamoto, and guess what? Nobody knows if that's a person, a group of people, the NSA, nobody really knows. Nobody's really talking about it. The people that do talk about it and say that there are this person, Satoshi Nakamoto, have so far all been shown to be frauds. So we don't know who this person is, and maybe it's best that we don't. Now, Bitcoin to date has not been adopted as much as most of us in crypto would like. It's not as fast or as cheap as Satoshi had it envisioned for it, but that's for another video. As the old saying goes, you can attack a person, but you cannot attack an idea. So the idea here is to not know or find out who Satoshi Nakamoto is to ensure that the Bitcoin network stays intact. Now, Bitcoin to date has become more like a digital gold, more than a peer-to-peer cash, because people like yourself, myself, hell, even big institutions are holding on to this digital gold, waiting for it to moon, so to speak, to go back up to its past high levels. Since Bitcoin's creation, it's one of the best performing assets of all time. Yet, a ton of people still label it a scam. Don't figure. For those of us in crypto, we know that Bitcoin is not a scam. But for new people into the space, maybe that's all that you've heard. The truth of the matter is, Bitcoin's the most for-the-people currency ever created. Like I said, it's one of the most for-the-people currencies ever created. And for that reason, it scares a lot of big governments and big businesses alike. Why? Well, because they can't control it. So now you're starting to see why people might call it a scam. Maybe it's some big FUD from way up high where they're afraid that Bitcoin could end up replacing something like, I don't know, the US dollar. Now, is it going to replace the dollar? Probably not. But I still think that Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever he, she, they are, should get the Nobel Peace Prize, because it's the most incredible technology of my lifetime for sure. And the freedom that it can give the masses, the people, it's incredible. It really is. People need to look into the actual tech. This video here is just kind of a recap, a refresher, so to speak, for people that already know about Bitcoin. They're like, Beatles, shut up, we know all this stuff. But there's enough people out there that haven't, or maybe they heard of it, but they think it's a scam. And us in the know, we know it's not. Also, for people that are in the space and they understand how crypto works, if you're honest, you also know that it doesn't work exactly as Satoshi wanted, right? It's not exactly fast, cheap, like he designed, but it makes one hell of a plan B currency. I tell you what, you know what plan B is? Say you live in Venezuela, some other deteriorating country, and your currency is completely imploded. Bitcoin looks pretty freaking awesome as a plan B there. You don't really mind the slower transactions and some of the inflation prices or volatility prices of it, because it's nothing in comparison to like what you're having to deal with in your country. So it makes an awesome plan B. But for others, it makes an incredible digital gold, right? It's a store of value. And that's how most people is accepted it as currently.
Now, if I remember right, I think if you bought Bitcoin, there's only like 6 months in the existence of it where you could have lost money.
As an investment, this appears to be one of the highest returns of any asset in any class in the history of the world. And like I said, I think there's only 6 months out of the entire existence of Bitcoin where you could have lost money if you had bought it. Now, tell me any asset that you've ever invested in or heard of that you can say that about. Now, Bitcoin may not be as great as, say, stable tokens or stable coins for peer-to-peer cash because of its volatility, but nonetheless, it is pretty freaking amazing.
So what got you into Bitcoin? And if you're not, why aren't you?
Like I was saying, if you're not in Bitcoin, why not? What have you heard about it? What's the stuff that people keep saying to you about it, or when you do hear about it? Let me know how long you've been in Bitcoin, or what's kept you from it. In addition, let me know how you think the best way to get the word about Bitcoin out is, and to get people to stop saying it's a scam, when us in crypto know it's not. Anyways, until next time, God bless you. Love you. Talk with you soon.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right.
God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.